James chapter 1, verse 2, Discovering the Scriptures. Reading, King James Version, quote, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations," semicolon, unquote. Parsing this from the Greek, literally reading, "All joy count it, brethren, when temptations ye fall into divers." What does this mean? Well, let's look at the Greek of it first. That means it's going to be everything included, not just masculine things that all means, but everything. Joy, same thing. Everything, everything that you're looking at, all the joy in a feminine, everything. And then you want to count this, meaning it's plural, it's count it all, count everything. So when you're looking at this verse, God means for you to take a look at all your temptations. Keep track of it, all your temptations that you fall into. Count it all joy. One thing that I've learned in my walk with God is to keep track of all the things that you pray about, for instance, and the answers to prayer that you get. Positive, none, leave the space open, or negative. Keep track of it so that you can bring joy into your life when you see what God does for you as you grow and as you learn how to pray. Here, you're counting all joy. You know, this way, you can move forward in your walk. You're going to progress as you mature in Christ. You're going to progress in seeing things more away from you being in control and more of you surrendering yourself and dying on the cross as to giving it to God and seeing that He is going to be the one that supplies all your needs. It takes care of you, and you learn to love Him in a personal relationship. Now, as James goes on here, in accordance with John Gill, now John says, "My brethren, not only according to the flesh, he being a Jew as they were, but in a spiritual sense, they being born again of the same grace, belonging to the same family and household of faith, and having the same Father, and being all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, not the temptations of Satan or temptations to sin, for these cannot be matter of joy, but grief. These are fierce darts and give a great deal of uneasiness and trouble, but afflictions and persecutions for the sake of the gospel, which are so called here and everywhere, because they are trials of the faith of God's people and of other graces of the Spirit of God. God, by these tempts His people, as He did Abraham, when He called him to sacrifice His son, He thereby tried his faith, fear, love, and obedience. So by afflictions, God tries the graces of His people, not that He might know them, for He is not ignorant of them, but that they might be made manifest to others, and these are, quote, divers, unquote. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Through much tribulation they must enter the kingdom. It is a great fight of afflictions which they endure, as these believers did. Their trials came from different quarters. They were persecuted by their countrymen, the Jews, and were distressed by the Gentiles, among whom they lived. And their indignities and reproaches were many, and their sufferings of different sorts, as confiscations of their goods, imprisonments of body, banishment, scourgings, and death in various shapes. And these they fall into, not by chance, nor altogether at an unawares or unexpectedly, but they fell into them through the wickedness and malice of their enemies, and did not bring them upon themselves through any crime or enormity of their guilt of, and when this was their case, the apostles exhorted them to count it all joy, or matter of joy, of exceeding great joy, even of the greatest joys. Not that these afflictions were joyous in themselves, but in their circumstances, effects, and consequences, as they tried and exercised and proved the graces of the Spirit, and worked for their good, spiritual, and eternal, and produced in them the peaceable fruit of righteousness, and as they were attentive with the presence and Spirit of God, and of glory, and as they made for and issued in the glory of God, and because of that great reward in heaven, which would follow them. See Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, King James Version, quote, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake.